avo muid legamri, but if you have a complete muid, le mishkachas beit satamus klal. But once the shor became a muid, the nezek sholem is a complete nezek sholem, we don't have the din tam anymore. That all you have to have is just a shemira, chusa, it's enough for the whole tashlumim. He doesn't know satamus umkoy my medis. Then the Mishnah says that Rebbe Lezo Aimer, ein loy shmiri ela v'sakin. When you have a shor ha-muid, you know now there's no way to free yourself. There's no way that you could say you watched it enough, and now you're an honest, but you're always chayif for the damage, unless you kill it. Moses, oh my Rabbah, my time of the Rebbe Lezo. What's Rebbe Lezo's time? Why isn't a good shmir enough for a shor ha-muid? So Moses says, the Yom HaKroz, the Pasuk says, for lo yishmerenu. You can't watch it like. It means to teach us, shuv ein loy shmiro lezeh. That once Yeshua became a muid, you do not have any way to watch it anymore. There's no more watching for it anymore. That's what the Torah means. Omalei Abayis Abayis says back Elu Mayatis. So the pasuk says by bor also. It says V'lo Yechasenu. If the owner did not cover up his bor and somebody fell inside the bor, it says that Yechayiv. So you want to tell me V'lo Yechasenu Nami? That means Shuv Ein Lekisui Lezer. That once you dug a ditch for Pshus Rabin and you made it into a bore, there's no way that you could cover it to free yourself anymore. Is that true? V'chit time, and maybe Yochanan is like a true. V'yotanan, we learn like this. Kiso, kiro, if you covered up the bore the right way, and then v'nofel, toyuk ha-shor ha-chamor, umeis potah. And then by accident, the cover came off, and the shor fell into your bore, or a chamor fell into your bore, and they died there, your potah. Why? Because it's called like an honest. That since you covered it up, you like took away your mazik of a bor. So it happens to it now, you're not chayiv. So we see clearly here that even though the Torah says, v'lo yechasenu, it doesn't mean to say it doesn't have any more kisui. No, it just means, kozman, you didn't cover it, you're chayiv. But if you cover your bor, you'd be potter. So say the same thing here also. V'lo yishmerenu by a muid. When are you chayiv if you don't watch your shor? But maybe if you go ahead and watch your shor, maybe you'll be chayiv. Moses says, Elu Om Rabbi Abai says like this. Hai no time of the Rebbe Lezer. This is Rebbe Lezer's reason. Kedatanya, like we learned. Rebbe Nosson says, Mina yin shalai yigad alodim kelev rab teich baisai. How do we know a person is not supposed to raise a bear dog in his house? V'yal yamid sulam ruay v'teich baisai. Not supposed to have a bear ladder in your house. Shinaman Apostle says, V'loi tosim donim v'vesecho. You're not allowed to spill blood like in your house. You can't leave a takola in your house. So Rashi says, Hochinami, hai loyish moreno means loyikamenahu. You should not keep this type of a shor in your house. Also, the loytosim dumb veisecha means don't keep a bad dog in your house, or don't keep a bad ladder in your house. Here also, the loyish moreno means don't keep a bad ox in your house. So an ox hamuid, that's called like a sulam ra that you're not allowed to keep. That's why we dash in the pasuk here. Loyish moreno means there's no way to watch it. Taisus asked the kasha v'teima. My time and amal etiski bor b'kisle mishunem. So also for this reason, a covering should not help on a bor either. Well, how come by a bor we don't say like it's like a sulam raw? You shouldn't keep it. V'yishleima the bor is like takanta tfei kishemachaseu kiro mishor nakhem. It's a svara that by a bor you could cover it up completely. A good covering. It's not mistaken to say that once you have a bor you can't do anything with it. Like why not? Cover it up, very good. But by a shor, that's a svara. A shor, the mice, a shor that killed her, that did damage 3 times already, shor amud, is a nakhon, it's a dangerous animal. So even though you're going to go and watch it, your watching doesn't make it not dangerous. It's still dangerous, just you want to watch it. So that's a svara to say already, like Reb Nosson, to say that, like tosim dumma vesecho, you're not allowed to keep such a thing. Hadron alecho, a shor shenoga chabob chamish. Now the Mishnah says, shor shenoga chasaporah. Or shor that did damage to a poro, the nimsa ubra betzida, and after it like killed the poro was pregnant, and now we found the uba, the baby, on the floor. The en yadu, we do not know, imach lo nocho yoda, did the poro give birth before the shor did damage to it? And then the shor only did damage to the poro, not to the kid. Or else, imishenocho yoda, maybe no, maybe after the animal, shtois, did the damage, that's when she gave birth. So it comes out that the shor killed both the poro and the kid. So the kids, we have a suffix. How much damage did this shor do to this pregnant poro? Did the shor kill both the poro and the vlad? Or no, maybe the mother like got scared first and she was mappled. The kid came out first before the shor hit her. And therefore the shor running the damage to her, not to the Vlad. That's the question. So how much does the Baal HaShor have to pay? So the Mishnah says, Mishalem Chatzi Nezik Lepora, you have to pay half of the damage to a Pora, Tatam, Hatam pays Chatzi Nezik, and Revi Nezik LeVlad. For the Vlad, it's a Suffolk, really, if you did damage to it. So it's like Sumchis Halacha, that moment on Mutzah B'Suffolk, we say Chokin. Like it's a Suffolk if you have to pay for the damage of the Vlad or not. So even if your Shor did damage to the Vlad, it's only a Chatzi Nezik, because it's a Tam. So now that you have a doubt if it did it or not, you have to only pay a quarter of the damage. V'chein, the same thing the opposite way. What about poro she'no kres ashor? Let's say a poro, a cow, did damage to a shor, and it was a pregnant poro. V'nimtza v'lada b'tzidin, after the damage, now we find the poro gave birth, we find the v'lada on the side. Now the question is, a poro, it's a tam here. A tam you could only pay migufa. So how much of the guf could you get? Could you only take away the poro, or could you also take away the v'lad? Let's say this poro, the pregnant poro was only worth $100. And it killed the shor worth $300, or worth $200. So now lemaisa the chatzin nezik is a complete $100, and the poro and the vlad together was worth $100. So if you hold both did the damage, the pregnant poro did the damage with its vlad. So then when you go to collect, you can collect both the poro and the vlad. But if the poro first gave birth and then only the poro by itself did damage, you could only collect the chatzin nezik from the poro. That's the suffix here. When you do, we do not know. Did the poro give birth before it did damage? So then only the poro did the damage and not the vlad. Or else the other side is no. That first she was pregnant. The pregnant poro did the damage. And therefore, so what's the halacha? You have a suffix. Mishtalem chatzi nezik min haporo. True. Half of your nezik you receive from the poro. And revi nezik min havlad. Since the vlad is a suffix, if it did damage or not. So it's like a moment of mutzah b'suffolk that we say chokin, you divide it in half, you can only collect a quarter of the damage from the vlad. Which the Gemara will explain exactly what does this mean, a half or a quarter from the vlad. So now the Gemara says, Omer Rav Yehuda Mar Shmuel, Yishino Zu Divrei Sumchis. The din of our Mishnah goes according to Sumchis. The Yomah that says, moment of mutzah b'suffolk is like a chokin. Therefore, this moment now we have a doubt whether you have to pay the money or not. It's a good doubt to us. We don't know if the shor, the pregnant shor, did the damage or give birth before or afterwards. So it's a regular moment on mutzah b'suffolk. It's a doubt what the halacha is, what the mitzias is. So sumchas shita is chokin. We divide the chiv in half. Avul chachamim moim nacham say not like that. Now the famous klal is ze klal gadol b'adin. This is the famous klal b'adin that the halacha is ha'moitzi mechaveri olav araya. And whoever's a moitzi mechaveri, he has to bring the raya. If I'm a muhti, when I'm holding on to my money, and you want to take it away from me, even though there's a good doubt that maybe I have to pay it to you, but if you don't have a proof of eidim to your side that I owe it to you, I don't have to pay it to you. Until you bring me eidim that I owe it to you, the klal is leave the money b'cheskosai by the muhtzik. And we say, ha-moitzi mechaveri olav araya. So Mori has to kasho, lomali lameima ze klal goda badin, how can we say such a fancy lashin of ze klal goda, such a big klal? Let us just say, ha-moitzi mechaveri olav araya. What's the klal gadol? So Mori's itzruch, no, it's come to teach us something special. The afilu, even in the case that nizik ay mebori, the nizik says, I know for sure that it was your pregnant poro that did damage to me, and therefore I want to collect chatzi nezik even from the blood. The Baal HaPora says, Shema, I'm not even sure whether she was pregnant at the time or not. So since the Moitzi here, the Nizik is a Bori, maybe Bori v'Shema, Bori is Odif, still we say no, HaMoitzi Mechaveri Olav Araya. Still, you cannot get the money away from the Nizik cannot get the money, even though the Mazik is only a Shem, he's only a doubt, but Lamaisa, the Nizik does not have a Vada Edim. He only has a tiny Bori, does not have Edim. So therefore still we have a doubt if he really owes the money or not. We still say, HaMoitzi Mechaveri Olav Araya, you can't get the money away. That's one big chiddush. Inam, another chiddush is, L'chiho the Yitman, like we learned. HaMoitzi Shor L'chaveroi, somebody sells his ox to his friend, V'nim Samachin, and later the one that bought it finds out that the shor is a dangerous shor. It's a nakhin, it gores people. So, and he complains and says, I don't want it, that's not what I bought. So Rav Amram says, I raise a mekach tois. It's true, it's a mekach tois. He has a right to say, I meant to buy a shor to work with, a normal shor, and not a gora, not a dangerous shor. Who Shmuel Amano, Yochel Shuyayma, the moicha, the one that sold it, has a right to say, Shiyamla l'shchita mechatav l'cho. Listen, I sold you this shor for the purpose that you want to eat it. You want to shecht it. So what's the difference if it's dangerous or not?
take it to the shecher and shecht it. When it's dedicated, when it's damaged. So if you only bought it for shechita, there's no difference. Samara says, what's the svar in Shmuel? Amai, why do you say this so clearly? V'nechta, let's take a look at this. This person that bought it, he gavra dezoven l'radio, he gavra dezoven l'nichtato. Is this the person that buys oxes l'radio to work with, to plow with? Or does he buy it, eat it, to shecht it? Let's see what kind of person he is. And then we know what he bought it for. So more says the case here is l'tzricha begavra dezoven l'ho. He's a person that sometimes he buys axes for working, for plowing, and sometimes he buys axes for eating purposes. So we have a doubt what was his intentions. So Mar still says, what's the doubt here? But let's see how much money he paid. Right, the Habamina is, if you buy money for plowing, the shore is a better shore. It's worth much more money. If you buy a shore just for sheep, it's not worth so much. It's an older animal. So let's see how much money he paid. If he paid a higher sum, it's a proof that he meant to buy the shore for plowing. That's why he bought the more expensive one. That's the Mekach Tois. But if he only paid the price for a shore you used for Shechita, then the Nishchita. So we know you paid a lower price because you only bought it to shecht to teeth the meat. So why do you care if the shore is a dangerous shore? Shecht it, it won't be dangerous anymore. So Mar says, Loi Tzricha, the case he's talking about over here, the Machlis and Rabin Shmuel, Loi Tzricha, the Oike Bisra, the Koi V'Demei Radia. We're talking about that the price of regular meat that you want to use, a regular animal, just for Shechita, became more valuable, that's worth the same price as a shor that's sold for plowing, for working. So therefore, from the price alone, we cannot tell if this person had in mind to buy it really La Raja, to work with it, like he's saying. Or maybe no, like Shmuel says, the guy only bought it, maybe the Shechita. So we don't have any proof, so what should we do? Tamar says,